Now, the scripture lesson today doesn't sound like it goes with anything at all that we're going to be talking about, but it does. So here the part where we're talking about God as the one who gathers us all together under God's protective and loving care. The scripture does say that, and that will connect us for the rest of the morning. Jack?
The scripture reading is from the book of Psalms, the 36th chapter, verses 5 through 10, and then the book of Luke, 13th chapter, 34th verse. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your judgments are like the great deep. You save humans and animals alike, O Lord. How precious is your steadfast love, O God. All people may take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. O, continue your steadfast love to those who know you, and your salvation to the upright of heart. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. This is the word of God for the people of God.
How precious is your steadfast love, O God. All people may take refuge in the shadow of your wings. Then Luke, like a mother, gathers her chicks under her wings. Does that tell you God's up close and personal with you and for you and protecting you and desiring you all along? And this is the weekend that we celebrate the Christian home, and particularly today, Mother's Day. So let me ask you a question. That was the right answer. How many of you have a mom? See, it's about the only way you can get 100%. Everybody put up their hands. That's right. Regardless of what came after that fact, but we all had moms, you know? And so that's the way it is. And so today, guys, don't feel left out. Please don't. Your day's come. It's called Father's Day. It'll be in June. But I'm going to share with you what I think are some traits that God has and wants us to have. And maybe I can share that with some of the things that moms do, the traits that they have, or some of us have, others would like to have some of these actually, but that they do that compare to what God does. And maybe that'll make it real clear and easy for us today. With that said, I want to put a little thing in here that says, you know, not all of us are perfect. Many moms are not perfect. And we all know that because we are ourselves. But then there are some who just don't understand and what it means to be a mom. And we recognize that. But when moms are at their best, these are the things that they share with us. There are seven, so hang on to your seats, okay? Number one, moms think their children are special. Okay, good, good. Got an amen on that one. Well, of course. And most of the time growing up, I think our children think we're special, think moms are special. But really, most of all, moms will let you know that their kids are very special. Four women show this to us this morning. They're discussing their sons, and the first one proudly stated that her son was a bishop. And so when he enters the room, she explains that people address him as Reverend Father. Well, the second one not to be undone, explains that her son is a cardinal. And so when he enters the room, she says, people address him as Your Grace. The third one quietly stated that her son is the Pope. And so when he enters the room, she says, people say, Your Holiness. The fourth woman said, well, my son is 7 feet, 2 inches tall. He weighs 430 pounds. And when he walks into the room, people say, my God! I don't know for sure which one won the little discussion there, but the point is, moms think you are special. Their children are special. And the good news for us is, God thinks that we are special too, because we are all God's children. I want you to say, I am God's child. Good. 5 o'clock, they weren't sure. And as asleep as I am at 8:15, they were sure. You were sure. Praise God. All right, number two. Moms are everywhere, and they know their children well. You kind of heard of this in the skit. from time to time, we lift up our moms because we know that they're with us and they know us. The Jewish proverb put it this way: God could not be everywhere, therefore God made mothers. And we all know that moms are everywhere, and they do know us well. And it was said in the skit, moms have a special gift. They have eyes in the back of their heads, and they seem to be all-knowing. At least my mom was. She knew every single thing that I ever did. And so when my kids were growing up, I let them know. I got eyes in the back of my head. Shortly thereafter, Natanya took it to heart. And I was in the bathroom using the mirror there and combing my hair. And she was going. I thought, what is wrong with my child? What's going on? She said, I'm looking for the eyes. Believed it. Moms are everywhere, and they know their children well. But God is everywhere and knows each of us very well. Number three. Moms are there for us to take away our hurts. How many of you, anybody in here, has ever put a Band-Aid on a child that's got a hurt of some kind? Okay, of course, yeah. Or maybe moms do this more than dads, I'm not sure, but, you know, there's an ouchie, and the little child comes running up, and you have to kiss it. Immaculate healing right there. All of a sudden, it's done. It's done. A friend of mine adopted a child from South Korea, and she was having a hard time growing up, discovering who she was. And at age 13, to complicate the things, because all of a sudden she's got braces. And, you know, that just complicates anybody's life, regardless if you're struggling before that. But those braces were very uncomfortable. And as the day went on, she just got worse. And she was in more pain. And by bedtime, she was just miserable. So my friend gave her some medicine that the doctors had given her, or the dentist had given her, and invited her to snuggle up with her for a while. And soon she became more comfortable and drowsy. And then in a small voice, as she kind of slipped off into sleep, she says, Mom, I know who my real mom is. It's the one that takes away the hurting, the one that takes away the hurting. Moms are there for us to take away our hurts. And God is there also always to take away our hurts. Number four. Moms put self aside and put their children first. I think it's good to have a day to celebrate moms, because I think sometimes we forget or take for granted what all they do for us. Their hearts just pour out their unconditional love, and in the nitty-gritty everyday tasks that they take, they always put themselves last and put the children up front, totally forgetting self. But many times we just forget about that. And I'm going to give you a couple examples. And to be fair, I'll give one from my daughter and one from my son. And that way I'm not, you know, both of them are in trouble. Okay. It was Mother's Day. And after lunch, I was in the kitchen washing the dishes. And Natanya comes bouncing out to the kitchen and has this horrified look on her face, just like she's in shock. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. And she says, "Mom, it's Mother's Day. You shouldn't have to be doing the dishes." And I thought, oh, what a sweet daughter I have. And about the time I was trying to take my apron off, she says, "They'll wait till tomorrow." I said I had one on both of them, so here we go. Sometimes we do take advantage or take for granted. One of Justin's teachers, and that was because, while they were growing up, I was a teacher, and so the teachers would always relate to me what my kids were doing in school, of course. So she said, today we were trying to get the point of fractions across, and I used an example, and I called on Justin. He says, here's what I asked. I said, suppose you were in a family of seven, five kids and mom and dad, total of seven. And suppose there was pie for dessert. And Justin says there never is. What, if there were, the teacher says, what fraction of pie would you get? And Justin just instantly says, 1/6. And the teacher looked at him like, don't you understand fractions? And Justin says, oh yeah, I understand fractions, but I also understand my mom. She would say, I don't want any. I think, get that thought through. There were seven, and he said he wanted 1/6. Did I forget to tell that part? Okay, well, anyway, moms will unconditionally not take that other piece of pie so the son could have more. Anyway, all right, the idea is that moms love unconditionally, and God loves us unconditionally, really unconditionally, like no other. All right, five. Moms love, protect, encourage, and accept us. Years ago, there was a mother making her way across the hills of South Wales, and she was carrying her tiny baby. And they were overtaken by a blizzard. So blinding, you couldn't see in front of you, and it was just mounting up fast and fast. And so she took the precautions that she could. She took off her outer layers, wrapped her son up tightly, and then found a place that she could nestle and cover him up. And when the blizzard was over, search team came out and found her. And underneath her body, they found this bundle. Unwrapped the bundle, and to their joy and surprise, the little boy was well. His life had been saved because his mom gave her life for his, showing the depth of the love that she had. Now, years later, this boy grew to be David Lloyd George. You may or may not know, but he became one of the prime ministers of Great Britain and probably one of England's best statesmen. But like God, The mother, out of her love, took her child under her wings, protected him and from anything that could bring him harm. And that's exactly what God did for us through his son, Jesus. Moms love, protect, and encourage and accept us. God protects and saves us as well. Moms have a favorite child. Now, if you'd asked me, is it Justin or Natanya? I'd probably, since Natanya's here, I'd probably answer it this way, as most of you would. My favorite child is the one who was too sick to eat ice cream on his birthday. My child wore leg braces to bed because she towed in. My child in my arms in the emergency ward is my favorite. My favorite child is the one who messed up the piano recital, misspelled committee at the spelling bee, and dribbled and scored a basket at the wrong end of the court. The only basket he scored the whole game. And had his Millennium Falcon stolen because he was careless. My favorite child slammed doors in frustration, cried, she didn't think I was watching her, and said, I just can't talk to you anymore. My favorite child was selfish, immature, bad-tempered, and self-centered. I'm sure she didn't get that, and he didn't get that from me. My favorite child was vulnerable, lonely, unsure of what he or she was going to be doing in this world. My favorite child is quite wonderful. All mothers have their favorite child. It's always the same one. The one who needs them most. The one who needs you for whatever reason. To cling to shout out, to hug, to hurt, to flatter, to unload on, but mostly just needs your love. We're God's favorite child, no matter how we've messed up, no matter how selfish, self-centered we are, no matter how we've hurt others. We're God's favorite. When we come to realize that we need to cling to God, even unload on God for whatever reason, it doesn't matter. God takes us under his wings. Moms have a favorite child? Praise God, we are all God's favorite child. Number 7. Moms welcome their children home. Another story. John Todd was born in Rutledge, Vermont, into a family of several children. And at a very young age, both of his parents died. And since it was such a large family of kids, I think there were 9, one dear and loving aunt said she would take little John. And so she sends a horse and a slave to get John, who at that point was only 6 years old. And he's scared. And he's very quiet and withdrawn, and he's worried about what's going to happen. But when they finally arrived, he saw a candle burning in the window. And he saw his aunt standing in the doorway. And as he came in, she reached down and kissed him and said, "Welcome home, John." She fed him supper, took him to his room, and waited until he fell asleep. Now, John grew up to be a great minister of the gospel. And years later, after he had moved away, he wrote his aunt to tell her of, his aunt wrote him, excuse me, to tell of her impending death. And her health was failing, and she wondered what was to become of her. As a son, as a pastor, John writes this to his aunt/mom. Years ago, I left a house of death, not knowing where I was to go. Whether anyone cared, whether it was the end of me or what. The ride was long, but finally, I saw your candle in the window and you standing in the doorway. And you embraced me and took me by the hand and fed me and then led me into my own room that you had made up especially for me. After all these years, I still can't believe it, Auntie, how you did all of that for me. I was expected. I felt safe in that room and so welcomed. And so now it's your turn to go, Auntie. And as one who's tried it out, I'm writing to let you know that someone is waiting up for you. Your room is all ready. The light is on. The door is open. And don't worry, Auntie. You are expected. I know. I once saw God standing in the doorway. Long ago, moms welcomed their children home, and God, thank God, welcomes all of us home one day. Whether we are moms or dads or aunts or uncles or just plain old folks without any title at all, it doesn't matter. We are all God's children. And God continues to work in and through us. And because God does that, we have a chance to practice. A practice that love that knows no end. And so in the midst of that, we come today to celebrate not just Mother's Day, but God's Day, who continues to love and reach out to us. Let us pray. Oh God, you know us in and out. You know our very being because you created us. And you're there and present with us each and every day. Open us always to your love and accept it and to take it to others. Share it with them. So that all your people may come to know you and your love and your grace. Amen.